Hey, boys and girls, it's Timmy with Jonathan and Andy, and today we're going to be talking about California's deadliest and most destructive wildfire called the Campfire. How was it, like, the most destructive?
Yeah, how is it most destructive?
It killed 85 people, and there are more than 1,200 people missing, and it just, like, destroyed tons and tons of houses. So many people are homeless without, basically didn't have insurance to cover anything.
Yeah, they're all, most, not all, but a lot of them are uninsured, so
yeah,
everything that got lost is gone.
Lost.
They can't get it back.
But Red Cross is trying to help them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the back to the missing people, that's like, the 1,200 missing people, that's just the people we're accounting for. There could be more, or yeah, there could be way more.
Still looking for people, too.
Yeah, they said, Sunday that the blaze was 100% contained, was the firefighter said.
Yeah, it would have been contained 5 days later, but some rain came and it was a perfect amount, because if it was any more or it came down faster, it would have caused a landslide, but if it came down any slower, it wouldn't have made a significant change.
Landslides
so how did these fires, well, since there's been multiple in California, how do you think this one in particular, just your point of view, started?
Oh, I think, well, I mean, I was looking at an article, and I was reading an article, and it said Pacific Gas and Electric had to pay billions of dollars in environmental damage, because I think they were the ones who caused it inside this place.
So are you saying that, like, you think California may sue them to pay for the damages?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So
they're mostly man-made fires.
Yeah, 84% of wildfires are because of humans, whether it's because of downed power lines, careless campfires, or arson. And arson is just people, like, setting fire. The reason, like, this was, like, more destructive, and going back to that, was because there's, like, this, it's not, like, a real line. There's, like, this imaginary line, kind of like the equator, and it kind of separates people, like, doesn't separate it where the last fire went, and people have, like, built over the line. 6% of California has, like, built on the line. Mm-hmm. So, it, like, got that, and then the fire got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it just kept and built and stuff.
Are you saying if they build over this line, it's going to be increase the chances of them having a big fire?
Yeah, yeah, because it just enveloping more.
This fire was really big.
Yeah.
It burned 153,336 acres.
That's been the biggest for a while now. Huh?
Yeah, California.
Yeah.
It's biggest. And it was like recent, so there hasn't been another one.
Yeah, like in 1933, there was the second biggest one.
Really?
Yeah, it killed 29, and it destroyed
5,000.
Destroyed 5,636 structures instead of 13,000, which is
the death count isn't even half of this one.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not even half.
And again, like, the missing people, there's 1,200 missing people. I mean, some of them are bound to be found, but some of them are bound to be dead. So,
yeah,
the death toll is 100. It has the death toll is very likely for it to rise.
Mm-hmm. California is, like, super dry during this time of the year. Or actually, this is the time of the year where the Santa Ana winds coming from the Great Basin, which is like a desert-ish area. The winds, like, come in October to April, and they, like, it can help spread the fire quickly, which is why this one's super long. Or this fire was, like, super big. It spread a long distance.
We just had a talk for a second, sorry about that. So the reason, like, factors like global warming, dry seasons, and wind, like as Jonathan said, are some of the reasons California has so many wildfires, and humans are causing that problem since because of global warming, and global warming is not fake, it's real, and it's a real problem.
Do you think that global warming may have started this?
Oh, no, not entirely, but I'm just saying, like, global warming is causing heat, and I don't want to get on the global warming track, because that's a whole different discussion, but basically, helps this. Not helps, but like it helps the fire.
I read a thing that said California's been like 4 degrees higher this year, not even because of global warming, just because of it being like
so dry. They said that this with the campfire when it first broke out, it was burning. It was burning more than 80 acres per minute.
So, wow.
And yeah, they said if you added up the campfire and all the other fires in California, it would be more than the whole state of Maryland.
That's crazy.
So would they, like, if that happened in Maryland, which it probably wouldn't have,
they
would have just...
Yeah, it wouldn't have.
Yeah. Happen,
but yeah.
So
it's like 1.85 million acres were burned from all these wildfires.
I was reading an article, and if California had received its like August's usual precipitation, this wildfire wouldn't have happened because it would have been warming, and that would have completely just like downed fire. Well, right when it started, it's like a little fire. You guys have anything to lead off of that? I don't think we talked about how even though they stop the main fire, there can be some internal burning in stumps.
Oh yeah, and the stumps, they have to put water
and
dirt inside of it and like open it up with a special tool so that
the fire doesn't
start
off
spread
again.
Did it happen that they accidentally spread it?
I mean, no, they didn't spread it. It just spread itself because there was just internal burning in it. So
what are people you said who you said died? There's still more people that could be found dead.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you think would?
I mean, I think.
Do you think it'll be in the hundreds, or do you think it'll just be? That'll be like maybe mid to high 90s.
I'm just confused about where they could be. Like, I honestly don't know. I'm just confused about where they could be. Like,
I mean, probably like under the burnt houses or maybe in like.
I mean, if they're under the burnt houses, they're gonna be dead.
Yeah, good point.
Unless they're in basements, which they are, but that will.
But still, that would be that's a very good
without
place.
Food or water and.
Yeah. And fire just dropping down on them.
Yeah.
But I mean, there could be some that still live. But.
Yeah, I think most of the people that are missing. No, because like, I just realized they have safety camps. They have safety camps, and family could. Some families could be hiding in one safety place, and another like could be hiding in another. So that's how they could be missing. So I think like sadly, at least 10% of that like 1,200 is gonna die. Because
I'm still confused though why many people. Some of the people who are like missing didn't really evacuate right away.
I think just because they it was their home.
Yeah,
They probably grew up there all that life.
If it was like me and there was a fire coming, I would personally leave. But I don't know why I'd stay, but it would definitely.
It's probably just a sentimental value of the house.
Yeah.
Like, if you grew up in it all your life, it means so much to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, of course, we're kids, so we don't know how much, like, adults probably stayed, but they probably forced their kids to leave if they had some.
I mean, like, my personal thought is that I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just giant fire coming.
But again, we're not in their shoes.
Yeah.
We don't know how they feel about the
speak.
Situation.
But did you hear that apparently later in the day, the Wisby fire broke out as well?
But they were able to contain
they
it.
They were able to contain it. So it didn't spread. But if it had spread, they think that it would have hit the campfire and they'd even be going.
Well,
that
would have been horrible.
Fighting two fires at once.
Yeah, two fires at once, especially how big the campfire is. And I'm guessing it was a
that would have been like, I think it would have like instantly 100 deaths.
Yeah.
To already.
Yeah, but just the campfire alone was burning 88.
Yeah, yeah, 100.
Times another one could be almost like
160
acres per minute, which is just almost catastrophic.
Almost catastrophic? It's 100% catastrophic.
Jonathan, do you have, we've made most of the questions.
Yeah, I'm thinking, some ways that we could, stop, or some ways that we could have stopped the fire from happening goes back to hundred years ago, where we tried to control the fires. We're too good at fighting the fires so that, they stop, and it keeps some of the areas unburned ever. So now they're like super dry, and there's a bunch of like vegetation there,
so
ready to burn
gets,
for the next fire.
Yeah,
that's why. Like, do you know how on our field trip they talked about how they had a controlled burn?
They
should like do that probably in California
get
some of the like really dry areas to like regrow.
Because I mean, if a bunch of 13-year-olds can think about it, I think they can too.
Yeah.
Unless like they already have and it hasn't worked, I don't know. Or they should put like a maybe like this kind of sounds like stupid, but like sprinklers in the forest. I mean, like big ones.
I don't know how that works.
Like, I mean, like how would you set with the one guy controlling all the sprinklers?
No. Like if they sense a lot of heat, they would like. You guys know hoses like when they like you know like. The hose settings when it goes, and it's like a giant, it's like a bunch of water coming out, but it's like little dots of it. They should make like semi big sprinklers, like there, and then like when they feel intense heat and they can resist it, they start. So it's not like it would stop the fire at all.
Yeah,
it would just help at least,
or maybe do that like throughout the dry season so that it wasn't really.
Or maybe put those on the line.
Yeah,
put them on the line.
Yeah,
just have some that could maybe like pop up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, almost like
portable ones, kind of.
Yeah, to like wet the grass around so it doesn't instantly burn.
Fire. What's it called? Fire extinguisher? No. Like a fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant.
I have like a certain.
Sprinkler,
but it could be a big sprinkler.
Yeah.
So it just throws in. But John, this is going back to like what started the fire. It says here that in 2007, some guys were just hitting. Like if they were at work, they were hitting with a hammer and sparks were coming off, and it created a fire. And then there was a big one that began at a barbecue that was just, they were cutting some like metal wires,
It's crazy how some fires start.
Yeah, like something so little just starts a huge fire that can kill 85 people.
Yeah, like you wouldn't think about it.
Yeah, like that VIM you were talking about, the VIM that
The rim of a truck like was hanging down and it hit the road and it was like making sparks everywhere, and then it finally one of the sparks went into the forest and then started a fire.
You wouldn't think that that's how these massive things start. So have something more on a
gasoline truck.
Yeah. Or like a bit more science, so if there's like something in the air or something.
Yeah.
Gasoline truck would be pretty bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Probably
bad.
Do you like that
oil
tanker?
Like, drop out
the oil and like the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's
that, but if you lit on fire,
it's like,
so
you guys have any more thoughts on campfire?
I think we covered most of it.
Yeah. I hope the people can restart their lives.
I don't think people. Yeah, they said right here, 10,000 homes and businesses are just completely destructed.
Okay, so I think that's it. And
it was good talking to you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bye.